Locker room chats continuing here on KMZA, talking high school hoops, and now we're in Axtell talking Eagles basketball with girls head coach, that's Abby Stevie. It is presented by Blue Valley Technology, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, and Hilltop Creations. Coach, your team came out of the break, got a nice win against Onega on the 4th of January. Last two games, though, you've seen two of the top teams in the league. A couple of losses to Clifton Clyde and most recently Hanover on a Tuesday night. What's something that you've maybe learned about your team throughout that stretch and playing two of the better teams here in the league?
You know, as much as we've made like some leaps and bounds in our game, you know, those last two games really showed us that we tend to kind of reset to default when we struggle. Okay, and yeah, so we're really trying to find a way to kind of persevere and stay disciplined in everything that we've been working on. And these last few games here, especially Hanover game, Clifton Clyde, I thought we played pretty well. I mean, they're just a good shooting team. Clifton Clyde, you know, just really did their job, and we played as hard against them as we could. But Hanover, you know, we just defaulted to old and bad habits and didn't compete, you know, near as much as we should have.
Particularly in that Hanover game on Tuesday night, what were they doing that was making it so challenging for you?
Oh, they're physical underneath, and we just struggle to be physical for some reason. You know, we work on it, we talk about it, but we just don't know what that means yet. And so they really were physical with us and pushed us around, and we could not stop. I think they made 90% of their points at the block, so we just couldn't stop it.
Well, now we have an opportunity to kind of step out of the league play. We're going to see league opponents coming up, but obviously in a tournament format. TVL tournament gets going this weekend and into next week. What do you like about the TVL tournament and kind of putting this in the middle of everything?
Well, it's so hard to kind of predict how one might do. You know, now that this TVL tournament is going to be set up a little differently than we've done in the past, you know, I don't know where we're going to sit yet, but we'll kind of hopefully be sat in a place that is going to help us be competitive. You know, not that anybody has to do us any favors, but hopefully we're going to be put somewhere that we can be competitive and just play the game of basketball that we like to play.
What do you want to see from your team in that stretch? Obviously, as we mentioned, of course, the seeding's a little bit different, so the matchups could be a little bit different. It's not just solely based upon records as it was in years past, so things could be and look a little bit different. So just from you as a coach, what are the expectations? What do you want to see out of your team during that stretch?
As in any game, I just want to compete with anybody that we play against. I want us to be disciplined. I want us to do, you know, those little things right, especially on the defensive end. Can we consistently play on the offensive end? And can we persevere again when we're struggling? You know, because we're gonna match up with more teams than not, in which we're going to struggle to score, and maybe we'll even struggle to get stopped. We need to persevere and, you know, kind of stay on the path that we're on rather than defaulting back to bad habits.
That is Abby Stevie, the girls basketball coach for Axtell. Our conversation with the coach always presented by Blue Valley Technology, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, and Hilltop Creations. Coach, thank you very much for joining us this week. Obviously, good luck in the TVL tournament, and we will talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you.